Hey guys, before we continue the after show, I want to tell you that on Thursdays, from the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, comes the wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. That's right, welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with a new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of a body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom and why? What did everybody really do over the summer and with whom? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty? Or more of a Veronica? Are you like the golden boy Archie? Or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready, because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the must-see new drama, Riverdale, Thursdays at 9, 8 central, only on the CW. And now back to the after show.
Star gets humble, Derek's grandmother pops off, and a tragedy at the end. Coming up next on Star's AfterBuzz After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The song was so touching. And it worked even better for me when Alex was actually singing the lead. Can we hold ourselves
right
up
really
quickly? You know, to get the whole vibe, the waves going.
Oh, I was late, sorry. You know?
Right.
That's okay. Hi, I'm Jill Monroe, your host for the Star After Show. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my lovely co-host. Oh, by the way, if you're on social media, follow me at Stiletto Jill. And to my left,
you have Raquel Harris, and you can follow me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And hey everyone, it's Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams.
Hey everyone, you can follow me on all social media at Sheldon White 2.
So tonight's episode of Star was pretty emotional, right?
Yeah.
That was an emotional roller coaster that
was
going on.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That was, yeah.
So let's just jump right in. We start off seeing Star listed as the newest wag on Scoopish, which is like TMZ, you know, moment departing Hunter's spot.
Yeah.
And we see that she really, really enjoyed it. She seemed to be really entranced by her image on the blog.
Into
she
it.
Loved
she's like,
herself.
Oh, did you see this? Oh, we're trending. Oh, look at me.
I know. And most people,
like, it was all in her eyes.
Right.
She was like,
right. Yeah. And most people would be like, no, my God, I don't want to be everywhere. Yeah. Like, world star. But then she was just like, hey, whatever, right. But then, I mean, like you always say, she's a hustler, so she does what she needs to do.
She likes the attention.
Right.
Oh,
star. So, you know, we see that. We see the girls talking about getting ready for this charity showcase, and they're wondering where Hael is. Late again, we don't know. Skiing, perhaps?
Right.
But we flash to him, and we know that he was picked up in the parking lot last week, and that he has some monetary issues that he has to answer for. And just when he's about to get popped, a phone call comes through to save the day.
Yeah.
Save by
it's
the
his lucky
phone
day.
Buzz.
You know?
And but how did she know? How did the
to call?
I think we'll find out.
Well, this is what I think. It's some street stuff. Do you know what I mean? And obviously Arlene, who's Hunter's mom, who her ex-husband or Hunter's dad, whatever they were in their situation, they were involved in that life. So if Hael owes somebody money, she probably has heard about it, because that is her son's godfather. So, you know, she swooped in to save the day and paid off his debt with a price.
Yes.
Right.
With a big, big price. So, you know, Arlene pulls up in her, was that a Phantom? Was it a Rolls Royce?
Oh,
which
one?
It was the big body.
Something I've never been in.
Something quite expensive.
Something we aspire to have.
Right. So Arlene is basically like, look, I helped you out of your situation, but now I need a favor. I want Star out the group, and I want you to keep her away from my son. Obviously, because of that $20,000 that Star spent shamelessly.
Right. And I love how she swooped in, though. She was so low-key about it. Like, oh, you know what? I'm not even going to, you know, take care of it that way. I'm going to just let you know later on. Like,
right.
Oh,
right.
I got
exactly.
You. I got you. We know how to take care of this.
Yes.
So, you know, what's Hael going to say? Can he say no?
He can't say no.
I mean, he tried to say no. He said, you know,
but
Star's the group. But
no. She did not leave him a choice.
Now he's, like, indebted to her, so you got to do what you got to do.
Like, kind of is. I mean, like, I get it. She's
absolutely.
I saved you. But this is what needs to happen.
But that's why he got in the situation in the first place, trying to get money for the group and doing that favor. It's like, you know, at some point you're going to run out of favors.
He's got to get it together.
For real. I just think that that would have been, that's hard. I hate when, like, even just, not in just this show, but like you see in other movies where they give them an ultimatum and it's like, okay, whoa, that's kind of going to be tough because you're telling me to control two other people.
Right.
And it's like, and it's like, okay, I get that you want me to be able to resolve this, but at the same time, at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do. Right. And you start. Star's crazy, and she already saw, so it's like, you know that she's gonna be like, no, it's not gonna happen. And then on top of that, well, and you'll get into it later, but I was gonna jump into it, but
we'll get there.
So much happening this episode. We see, you know, Hylian shows up, and he knows his... Oh, and I apologize for jacking up his name. It's such a problem for me. I just want to say Jahlil, but, you know, now everybody has flipped over to his true roots of his name. Mm-hmm. Hylian.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
You know, everybody has. Before, you know, it was rolling with the J. Now everybody has fallen in line, so I'm cool with
that. Ever since Eva came around.
Eva's
like, no.
Shout out to those in the comments that let us know what the runaway's name
was. So I ended up calling her important. Mystery Woman.
Yeah.
Right, or Runaway.
Trafficked Woman.
Runaway,
Almost sex slave. So he shows up to rehearsal and we see he's immediately trying to figure out how he can make Star quit or cause some discord. And how else can you do that but taking the attention away from Star and telling her, nope, you can't sing lead anymore. Alex has got this one. Hold it down. So what did you guys think about that scene? I mean, for me, I felt like it's not a bad thing. I think that they all can rotate lead in a way, but it's not as if Alex has a bad voice, as if she hasn't written anything. I get the novelty of it, but initially, I think Star's a little drunk on the attention because initially she wasn't tripping like, I have to be the lead. This is a new occurrence. So.
Right, exactly.
I do think, though, Alex has handled it well as Star has been in the lead. She's had her issues internally, but she hasn't been aggressive towards Star about it. So it was, I wish that Star had acted in that exact same way. She wasn't outwardly aggressive initially, but you could still see how much she was struggling. And I also thought it was interesting how much Hael... he was rough on Star.
He went in,
I'm glad. I think we're the only ones that didn't care.
I was like, no, get her.
He called her what, a fame-hungry monster. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it was bold and rough.
But it's not as if Alex can't carry the whole group on, you know, as center, as lead,
producer,
or whatever.
For the rest of their career.
She can carry for the rest of their career. So, I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I think that Star needed the humbling. It was something that needed to happen for her because, again, all of a sudden, first it was about the group and just us making it. Now it's me. So I think her feelings were hurt. You saw her staring in the mirror. And I think she tried as best that Star could to sort of low-key humble herself. And just, you know, take it in and not fight it, kind of, sort of. But she always feels like she should be in the center. So we move along from there. So we see Star, Hunter tracks her down. She hops in the whip. And they have a conversation.
The most annoying conversation.
Where, the most corny, like, weird.
Star's like, I'm a street bitch. And Hunter's like, I want you to be my street bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And now you're weird.
Yeah.
It felt like such an urban conversation that didn't fit for them.
It felt like he just... I don't even know. And the thing is, he didn't come from anything, so I would think that he wouldn't be as, like, awkward as he is. He's very awkward, and it seems like he's just trying to fit in as much as he can. It's like, dude, just be...
Well, he's young, too, so he's probably just trying to figure out, like, where he belongs, and he's finding his way as well. He's just a lot more humble than Star is.
Yeah.
And he has an overbearing mom, you know? Yep.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
It was a little touching, though. I have to say, there was an element of
they're bonding. Touching. They're bonding over their, you know, hard upbringing, their difficulties that they've both gone through. I think Star initially, you know, my thoughts were that she saw him as an ATM, and I think she's starting to open up for him from him and really care about him. So, you know, they're developing a relationship. Yeah. Sweet. Young love.
I love them. I'm happy because I feel like now she's kind of like, she actually really likes him. Yeah. I think it was ingenuine before, but now I think she actually really, like, likes to be around him just because, and then they're starting to have more and more conversations, right, we'll say, yeah, together. And it's not just like a, yeah, it's not just like sexcapades anymore. It's like, okay.
Yeah, so, right.
Well, no, absolutely.
I mean, that's still there.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
There's, you know, more, but talking.
Now, yeah,
I hear
there's
you.
Content. Like, now there's just like, or context to their relationship instead of it just being like a, okay, I'm coming to see you just for one thing and one thing, okay, only. I like them.
So next we see Hael and Alex have a conversation where Hael is obviously trying to finesse Alex and get in her head. And, you know, she's like, what's up? Why am this week? It's all about me. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like, I think it's the right thing to do, which we would buy perhaps if he wasn't so heavy on Star last week and completely,
right,
ignoring, mm-hmm, her contributions.
Right.
And Alex doesn't forget that stuff. Yeah. She's like, she's,
and it
not
wasn't
really
just last
smart
week. It's been the last, yeah, few weeks. He's always been, you know, catering even to Star. And what did he call them? He called them other
low-rent bitches.
Yeah.
Not a, woo, lot of subtleties there.
No.
You know, no. And for a second, I felt like Alex was like, yeah, they are. But.
I mean, yeah, and, right, compared to her. I mean, compared to her, she's,
well,
like,
well, a lot of people,
I mean,
are probably compared to her,
yeah,
in theory, you know,
but low rent, agree, though. Just not rent, but
low rent.
Low rent,
right,
right.
I like that Alex was smart enough and direct enough to be like, no, seriously, what's going on? And he even tries,
yeah,
to like fluff her up a little bit, and she still walks away from it like, something's kind of up.
She, right,
but I'll let,
does,
you do you, but I can see what you're doing.
Yes. I love Alex because she's smart, she's,
yes,
crafty.
She plays the game.
And she knows when to fall back and chill and,
mm-hmm,
when to,
exactly,
step in and assert,
yeah,
herself.
Yeah.
So.
She's sheltered, but it's not to the point where she doesn't know anything. Like,
right.
She,
yeah,
she's so smart, she can catch,
yeah,
on.
And people think
that
she's a like a pushover, but she, I mean, she stands up for,
yeah,
herself. Like,
oh,
the majority of the time. And she also knows what she brings to the table, which I think is also, mm-hmm, very, very good about her personality.
She's ain't fought Star yet. I need her to just fight Star.
You know, okay, or get
Naomi.
Or get,
no,
Naomi.
Shake her a little bit.
No, no, because she knows. I definitely agree. Star needs to get her behind Whoop. Just,
yeah,
just a little bit. It's just, it's like one of those.
It's
just
coming.
Little, just
it's
going to
be a long time.
Little tap tap. I think Star got emotionally beat down a little this
she
episode.
Did.
I think, you know.
It's a theme.
Yeah.
Well, every, yeah, since we've been on this, what, this is the
episode six.
She's been beating down people since episode one.
Yeah,
so I,
right,
think she, one episode she'll be okay. You'll,
yeah,
be okay, Star. It, it's
you,
fine.
Somebody understands me
because I'm like, no, nope. Slap her.
So we fast forward to the shop and they get a phone call. Cotton gets a phone call that Rashid, I'm not sure who Rashid is, but
Rashid got shot.
You know, and so one of the reoccurring themes that we've been dealing with since the initial episode of Star, as a matter of fact, Derek's character is leading an some type of grassroots organization,
mm-hmm,
like Black Lives,
mm-hmm,
Matter. I don't,
mm-hmm,
know if it's that,
well,
exactly.
Well, it is. It's just like he has a part of their own chapter.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
He's just within it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So someone was shot by the police,
mm-hmm,
and Carlotta mentions, you know, the police, they don't always do
not
bad
all
things.
The bad.
And, you know, he was a gangbanger, so we don't know,
mm-hmm,
what was up,
mm-hmm,
with what happened. Ooh. She's taking
that conversation was like straight on to the conversation that we have within the Black community. Like, even if somebody doesn't subscribe to like certain respectability politics, it's almost as if people speak of they deserve to get shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that, and it's just, it's really, it's a very complex issue, and they couldn't have enough time to go into all of it. So I
absolutely
understood
not.
It, but
and
that's definitely a conversation that we have in the community.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like we had said before, we struggle with that with the older generation,
ooh,
the newer generation.
Yeah.
Because it's like, of course, like parents, I think that's why parents tell you not to do all that, like,
mm,
just to be safe, not to be at the peaceful protest,
mm-hmm,
and all these things, because they do turn dangerous. I think parents or older generations are just afraid that we will get hurt.
Right.
That's
real.
They,
mm-hmm,
want us to fight,
mm-hmm,
the movement,
mm-hmm,
but at the,
right,
same time, be safe, and you just never know because you could be the next hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's a conflict of interest because you want your kid to be free and to be independent, but at the same time, be cognizant of what's going around because,
exactly,
you might be playing the game right, but they know the game inside it out because they're on that side.
Right.
So it's more of the sense of like, look, no matter what you say, like for instance, if you get pulled over and someone says, okay, well, I mean, I'm doing my rights, I'm, you know, applying,
mm-hmm,
my rights as a citizen, that cop's like, look, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm the law.
Yeah.
I can put coke on you.
Yeah.
I can say that you had this. I can,
yeah,
you know, whatever. Just like, you know, we'll find out later.
Right.
But it's more of like I think they're just, it's hard because I've talked to my parents so much about this issue.
Oof.
And it's just like, I'm like, mom, dad, trust me, it's not, you got to just let us be us and experience our life the way that we need to. And then, you know.
It's very complex. It's something, it's a conversation that we have to have over and over and over again.
And every single generation.
Oh, and I appreciate Lee Daniels taking, you know, putting these elements into the script in ways that are authentic conversations that we have in situations that we go through so that we understand the complex dichotomy of it, you know? So we appreciate that. Yeah. It's a great way to start the conversation or continue the conversation, you know, as we go through these type of things. So moving on a little bit, the next scene is Reverend Harris and Simone having a conversation because we know Simone has been gravitating towards the church. She's trying to find some inner peace because we know she's been through quite a bit. Apparently, after her overdose scare, she has at least temporarily kicked some of her habits.
She didn't smoke any weed this episode.
She didn't smoke any weed. Yeah. I just thought about that.
No, really. Right. We don't never see her without a blunt in her hand, so that's all. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. She said that, you know, she is helping to... That's Simone in every episode. Yes, you know, kick back in the cut.
I love
talking mess while high or drunk.
Yeah.
But she's so calm, cool, and collected.
She in the shadows.
Because, every since Otis is gone, she's like, look, I'm kicking it.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, I'm chilling. And I love that about Simone because she's like, look, I'm not trying to make any more trouble than what I need to have. Mm-hmm. Like, just I worry about what I need to worry about and the rest, I'll cross that bridge when it comes.
Right.
And it's nice to see her progress. It's nice to see that she is making this progress right now.
And it's nice that she has people around her that genuinely care in her life and Pastor Harris.
Absolutely.
Day by day.
And I love that she checks Star. Mm-hmm. I love that she checks Star. And then it's your sister. I don't care. Like, you need to let her know about herself every so often. So
the thing that, Pastor Harris wants her to go and join a group that will help her in her, you know, continued journey of sobriety because it can be some rough moments. And she's thinking about it. So what she does is she invites him to Sunday dinner. So at the same time that this is happening, you know, Carlotta inside the shop, there's all the, you know, conversation happening because Rasheed got shot. So Cotton sees her mom looking at her Pastor Boo, and she's like, yeah, I know that you don't really want me around when he's around. And Carlotta basically confirms that and sends her upstairs to get a curler.
The old curler is so painful. That is so
it really, you know,
hard.
I can only imagine. I know. But I mean, at the same time, but I like Carlotta's point, though, when she said, I didn't choose for you. You chose the life that you have. I'm not saying that it's wrong to be Cotton. She's beautiful who she is, as the person that she is, but it's a conflict of interest, again, with a Christian because they have these straight, you know, devout feelings about homosexuality and trans and all these the different things. Not saying that they can't be open to it and be accepting since that is their child, but sometimes it's hard when you're trying to get a Christian to go with things.
Because I feel like Carlotta, in a lot of ways, has accepted Cotton for who she is. We've never seen her say, you know, you're supposed to be Arnold still, or, you know, I don't know what happened in the past.
Only when
they
have an argument, that's when she brings it up. But it's like she tolerates Cotton for every day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And once again, sorry.
Especially because Cotton works for her, I think that's whenever she's able to just really tolerate it. Go ahead.
No, there's still the love there. But there's still so many issues within Carlotta and figuring that out, I think, with herself and also her fear of what everybody else thinks.
Absolutely.
As a child with a parent like that, it can be very difficult.
And then when you're strong in the church like that, I mean, everyone's going to be looking at you because, one, you have a gay son, but two, he's transgender. So I know it must be very, very hard for Carlotta, and I feel bad, but, like, at the same time, I'm on both teams.
Yeah.
Because I understand where they're coming.
It's just a difficult situation.
Yeah, it is. It is a difficult situation, because you want your child to be free, to be who they are, but at the same time, you're also, again, trying to protect them and keep them away from society's issues and the way that they feel.
I think she's also scared that people might view her, like, that she didn't do her job as a mother.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's going to be a motherhood
issue. Exactly.
And she probably does feel as if she's failed as a mother as well. So.
Right, yeah. which is the wrong mindset again, because she's going along with societal views of what homosexuality is and what you should quote unquote, yeah, they feel about
what
it
is to be trans.
Right,
yeah,
right. Ugh. Exactly.
But like, and if people choice have an issue with that, then they shouldn't be Carlotta's people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If there are people in the church that have an issue with that, then maybe that's not going to be her best friend in the church.
Yeah,
she's
going to
find a new group.
Right, exactly, right. Absolutely.
Ooh, God.
So, I know.
It's hard.
So
real.
It is
hard.
It really is. So you know, Cotton says one thing once she learns that Pastor Harris, was this before she went upstairs or when she learns about him coming to dinner? She tells her mom, don't worry, he won't even know. Mm. Which, you know.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah, that
you won't know. She, yes. Well, I mean, yeah. You wouldn't know. I mean, I probably wouldn't know. I mean, unless you know, like, I'm sure he's taller or she's taller. And, like, I mean, if you see Laverne Cox, like, you can see, like, a build or a different build of that person. Then you can kind of tell, like, okay, maybe.
I don't know either.
Laverne? Really?
Well, I'm just saying in general, I don't know that he wouldn't have known. But I do think, my question is, did he even know that she had a child?
Yes.
Period. So I feel like that
he did
was
know, right?
Yeah, I thought.
Well, then why?
I don't
what
think
is
that
she,
he. I feel right like he. She probably he may not have known that she had a child because if he knew she had a child, then likely you would know the gender suddenly switched.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know? I mean, there's just some things that lead me to believe that he may not. He knew her in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he knew her in the past, at what point he would have known that she had a small son.
Right, so she's been keeping her hidden for a very long time.
But is it hidden if she's there in the shop and, you know, in the neighborhood?
He may not go because he knows gay people are there.
I mean, maybe not Pastor Harris, but someone else. There's something that's complicated about that whole thing because Cotton's not exactly hidden.
Yeah.
You know? It's not a secret to anyone that seems to come into the shop.
I really do want to know. Yeah, then.
You know.
I guess we'll just have to find out later. I don't know.
So, moving along. So, we see that Star tries to get into Alex's head because Alex is kind of like, you know, what's going on? You know, okay, I'm going to sing the lead. And Star is like, do you think this is a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me run around in your head rent-free and all these things. Just antagonizing Alex because she's trying to punk her into giving up her lead singing spot.
Yeah.
I mean, just bitter and jealous and not understanding how to deal with those
privileged. And privileged.
Do you think it's privileged? Because
Yes. And it's such a blow to her ego. It's all these things because she thinks that, well, she also has, like, the attention from Hunter and stuff like that. And things are kind of going well for her. You know what I mean? That she's the lead now.
The spotlight.
Of this group. And so now all of a sudden it's going to someone else. It's a blow to her ego.
I wonder if it's privilege or just ego-driven.
I think it's ego.
It's more ego-driven.
Me too.
Personally.
I don't think that it's in any type of privilege, like, because, you know, I just think that she, again, has started getting all of this attention and it's a different type of attention.
And
when you say privilege, you
her.
Mean white privilege.
I mean, privilege could just mean spoiled attention, white privilege. It could be any,
I mean,
you know, any
I was
going to
say,
above.
I think we're going to touch some on, like, the white privilege that she's had next episode.
Right, because it goes into it.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, well, yeah,
I think
we're going to see that.
Because,
but, okay,
I mean, just
I get
like,
what you're saying, Jen.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, too. I get what you both are saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think, like, with her, like, even just little things that she hasn't picked on before or picked up with before, like with the complexion and different things like that, regardless of the upbringing that she had, you're still white, and you're still living in white America. So you have different privileges. If a homeless white person and a homeless black person were standing, they still have different privileges.
Yeah.
Period. So it's like, yes, you can grow up and have
their commonalities,
have nothing.
But,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. You can grow up and have nothing, but that still doesn't take away from the fact of how society views you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think that majority, it is ego. I think that she's been able to get everything on her own. She's had to do, like, she's just, she gets what she wants when she wants it. If she knows what she wants, she's going to go and get it. So having that instance where it's not happening in her way, she's not here for it.
Right.
So
we see that we're going with Alex to Derek's family barbecue. It's a birthday celebration for Uncle Ross.
I was so
Ross.
Excited to see what this barbecue was going to look like.
Right.
I know. It was a black barbecue.
Yeah.
Right.
It was
the
ribs were popping.
Yes. I was like, why is she in the mirror acting like, I'm like, girl, you've been around people. Like, it's not.
But I think it's.
But has
she never been to a black backyard barbecue like that before?
Okay, let me give you guys an example.
Yeah.
No, not like this. So I used to go, when I was in high school, I went to Bel Air Prep. This Oh, just like it sounds, right? And so I switched schools like a year after a couple of years because I wanted to go to a public school that was, you know, more open.
Diverse.
And yeah. And actually, I just wanted to go to school with black people.
Yeah.
I understand. So I went to the school and the students weren't necessarily receptive of me because they wondered why I was there. And you know, all the stereotype things that you hear that sort of happen sometimes where they consider people, you know, that may have grown up differently from them or privileged as leaning more towards, you know, the white side or that you can't relate or can't understand.
Yeah.
So if you take that and add to Alex's experience where her parents were stars and she is uber rich with drivers and all of these things, how often was she probably in a circumstance or a situation like just something as regular as a black family barbecue? Probably not
well,
that
thank you. That helps me to understand.
Yeah, I mean, just,
I get it. No,
you know,
I
like, probably not that. So that's why she was a little nervous because I think, too, she knows how people react to her. They think that she's bougie. Bad and bougie. But so she probably wanted to figure out how she, because she likes Derek. And remember, his grandmother initially was acting a little funny towards her. So if the grandmother's like that, maybe the rest of the family's like that. And she wants to be accepted.
Yeah.
So, you know, she goes in ready to, you know, hang out. Yeah. Uncle Cross.
She meets the uncle.
Yeah, he immediately is like, who are you? And, you know, they're talking about the Black Lives Matter stuff. And she's taking up for Derek and his cause. And then the uncle's looking at her like,
I was so happy to see her take up for him. I was like, yes, girl, take up for your man.
Somebody is passionate, honey. Okay.
So she appreciates him. And, you know, we see the uncle sort of bringing it down a notch when he finds out that she can sing.
He's
and
like,
he
oh,
challenges
sing.
Her.
I hate that. That is
okay,
a black thing.
Here we go.
Where the competition
like,
is
yeah, where it's like, oh, you sing? Okay, let me see.
Okay, okay.
Oh, God.
We're
going
to put you on stage in front of everybody here.
At every single white family
sing.
Event. Like, I don't know if it was like for y'all, but like at family events, everybody, somebody was performing or doing something.
Of course.
It's so like, I just.
Let's see Little Magic hit the stage.
Right, exactly.
Did your family do you like their show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Happened to me many times.
It.
It's my worst nightmare.
So, you know, we're at the barbecue. You know, it's a good time. Alex and Derek are vibing. The family's enjoying her. And then, you know, Star shows up. My Star shows up.
Oh, that upset
She's
me.
So
she, was like, touching the food on the table and grabbed a beer.
She just came in, grabbed a beer, walking
like,
around.
And what I was like, I said, you don't do that in a black house. And one of y'all was like, she knew that.
I feel like she did know that.
Yeah. And that like, she was just like, girl, okay.
Are you serious? You like, touch
who
food?
Do you belong to?
Right, but that outfit was cute, girl.
Yeah,
you know, like, I was.
Yeah,
living.
You know, your
collar was. I was like, girl,
work like, star, work
okay.
that
right,
moment.
Right, because you do.
So we see Derek and Alex and the grandmother having a conversation. Grandma's obviously been hitting the little bottle or whatever
has.
Her drink of choice was. She was lit.
But Derek said that though.
He did. He did. You know, Grandma likes to get her drink on
and smoke.
What?
Remember she was on the other side of the fence, and that ended up being her grandmother, the one that was like, can you tell Miss Bruce?
I did not even put two and two together.
That was the grandmother.
Oh.
Okay. So see, look, Grandma is lit.
Okay.
How about that? She stays lit.
Listen.
So, you know, she's excited to see Alex, doesn't remember that she's met Alex before, but, you know, older and...
Inebriated,
you know. That might happen. And she's going on, and then Star walks up, and her whole mood changes.
Ooh, that was fast.
So Grandma Ruby went in.
She has a fit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't know what Derek's mother looks like, if she might have not been black, because... You know, Grandma Ruby mentions about Alex, oh, you're such a cute little black girl,
you're
so chocolate, I love you. Not like his mama.
Ooh.
Yeah,
yes,
dead.
Right.
He's
so
dead.
That kind of hints at us like, well, maybe he has a white mom.
Right. So
thinking,
you know, something like that. And then Star walks up and Grandma flips and is like...
She said she doesn't like white people and that
you know,
they're bad luck.
Well, she was like, you know.
Physically kick her out.
Yeah.
She ran up.
But she was like, you know I don't like white people in my house.
Yeah.
They bring bad luck.
And
wow.
was like, luck
was like,
if you buck. She ran up in Derek's face. But her face was about to pop.
But for real.
I was like, wow. But I also feel like that was so dramatized, though. Like, I mean...
I mean, it was a little extra, but I mean, she was drunk. We don't know what type of trauma she's experienced.
Her life, yes.
You know, we don't know what happened.
That was deep, though. I was like, girl, what?
White people done done her wrong.
Yeah, I mean, God.
Something happened.
I'm like, wait. That was just, it was just super, super hard. And Star was unfazed.
No, I didn't think Star, I thought Star actually was very fresh. That was like the third time this episode, I felt like Star was humbled. And her heart sort of dropped because she's now seeing, for whatever reason, it seemed as previously, she didn't understand why, she didn't care how people reacted to her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, this episode, when people are clapping back at her, reacting very strongly,
she can't
it's seeming to hurt her.
She seems more vulnerable than normal.
Yeah, she's, I feel like she's starting to kind of make, she's separating herself, really, because everybody's just starting like to be over it.
Yeah.
They're just not, they're not, they're tired.
Yep.
So, you know, Derek takes drunk grandma upstairs to lay down.
Alex.
No, actually, Alex does, because she was about to whoop up on Derek.
Was a
fun job. Well, no, because she was like, she said, since my grandson don't give a damn.
Just all the guilt.
All people always try to make you feel guilty and stuff. Like, and he's probably in, like, I don't know what to do.
I think he knew. I think he was just like, grandma's tripping. She's drunk.
She's
I mean, he's probably accustomed to it at this point.
It's not
a little
embarrassed.
First
time he's seen that before.
You know, nobody else seemed to be too moved by it. They weren't like, grandma Ruby.
You're so right. That was a huge party.
They were just like, tell her. Ruby put her in her place. What's she doing here anyway? That's what
they here she goes.
Like, let her go.
But then again, if they all. But see, if they're so used to it, then why didn't anyone be like, oh, you probably need to get her out of here?
Because they wanted to see the show.
They wanted
to
see the show. No one welcomed her. She snuck in.
We're going down. Exactly.
So next we're treated to the barbecue musical performance of Alex and Uncle Cross. You know, he just had his rap lyrics ready to break out for Wake Up.
Right?
He's on it.
Alex is singing. They were great. It was a moment. Everybody was feeling it.
Yeah.
Except for Star.
Who's a hater? She live on a hater.
And that was fine. I was fine with her sitting back and just watching Alex perform.
I was happy to see that.
Yeah, I was like, Star, sit down somewhere.
I mean, it's good to see Alex open up and sort of let some of her guards down, because we know Alex has been Ice Queen.
Right.
You know? You know, her and Derek were holding hands earlier when they were listening to the song, you know,
so
they're getting closer and closer too.
I know.
You know, it's lots of cute relationships going on. And then we start getting ready to head over to the Children's Hospital charity, where the group will be performing and Alex will be singing lead. And we also learned the group's name. Did we always know what the group's name was?
I didn't either.
We learned the group's name tonight. It's Big Trouble.
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
not
that one.
Not Trouble.
And it was also
I was waiting for somebody else to say it. I'm like, I'm going to wait.
It was casual how they said it, as if we should have known. Like, I don't know. I was expecting the name to be more of a thing.
Or is it a play on words? Like, here, it's coming big, out, Big Trouble.
Well, but that's their name. If that's how you announce it.
Big Trouble?
That name.
I don't know.
Trouble?
That's
how Portia
Williams
should
announce it.
Or, like, is it?
No, I think it's Trouble. I don't think it's Trouble because I don't think Trouble would register
it,
to many people.
It wouldn't. Yeah.
I
but
think
I mean,
it's Trouble because they are a problem.
Right.
You know?
Like, here comes Big Trouble.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. So, oh, I skipped completely over a thing.
The dinner?
Have we gone to dinner yet? Wait,
no.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I skipped over dinner?
Yeah. Simone, this is when they eat dinner all together? And then he's speaking lovingly about
Solana? Okay, wait. I did skip. Because while Star and Alex are next door at the
event.
It's
so many things going back and forth.
Yeah. Carlotta, Pastor Harris,
and Simone,
and Cotton are having dinner. And so Pastor Harris is like, oh, Carlotta, your daughter is so beautiful.
I didn't know you had such a lovely
daughter.
And
there's a lot of conversation going on, and Cotton's throwing shade.
And
you know,
she should be, because when she says, like, I didn't know you had a lovely daughter, that's a hit at Cotton that Carlotta's never even mentioned her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's over and over again.
That was said was hurtful to Cotton.
Right. And Cotton was like, yeah, sometimes you would think that she didn't even have a daughter.
Right.
Zing.
Proud of her for doing that.
I know. And immediately, though, if I was Pastor Harris, I'd be like, all right, y'all, I gotta go. That's because I would not be, seriously, again, I don't like all that. I'd be like, okay, well, I see you guys have some things to talk
about.
Yeah, that's too much.
Wait, can we pause for a second?
Drama.
I'm going to need them. I know Pastor Harris is supposed to be older in his years, and they're letting him grow his hair out because that maybe makes him look more distinguished. I'm going to need you guys to give him a haircut. Just, you know, we can see where the little fade is happening in the top.
Speaking of wigs and hair, how did you feel about Hunter's mom's wig? Because I know you'd be pinpointing the wig.
Arlene might have needed to go borrow one of Carlotta's wigs or something.
Look, I didn't like it
up, up here. It was really, really high. You know,
it was a lot. Everything was just a lot. It was. Sorry, I just had to ask. Yeah.
It looked like she put her hair up in a bun and just popped that wig on top. And got like, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
So, you know, dinner was happening. Simone went to go get ready to go to the charity event. We're still at the table. Cotton's like, yeah, I need to get out of here, too. I need to go have a drink after we've discussed how Pastor Harris said it.
I would, too. If I was Cotton, I need a couple drinks.
Yes. So, Carla, where are you going? Somewhere where drinks are.
Somewhere where there's alcohol.
Okay.
You know, which we kind of figured, we found out that Pastor Harris was wild in his youth. Mm-hmm. Alcohol caused him to end up in handcuffs. That's the allergic reaction he said he had when he drinks. Mm-hmm. So
I liked that moment.
Yeah,
I liked
that moment. It was touching. It made him.
Honestly, that went pew. So I was slow. Like, I was like, what?
Who's allergic to alcohol?
Literally, just, all right, I'm going to just skip that. We'll come back to that later. That was my
So I think he was showing, you know, that was his way of opening up. Yeah. Because also, he knows what's going on with Simone, but he can tell that there's something happening with Cotton. So, you know, his mind is probably thinking, maybe it's, you know, more of those wilding out issues that happen with girls, your teenage daughters and what have you. So, so we see that. And we see he and Carlotta have a talk, and Carlotta's like, in her mind, I got to come clean because this isn't going to work.
I was not ready for that conversation. I was like, oh, God, here we go.
I wanted more of it, though.
I mean, I didn't even feel like it was a conversation. I feel like Carlotta dropped the bomb, and Pastor Harris was like, wait a minute, what now?
All right.
That was it.
And he didn't know what to say, how to react. You know,
I mean, he's a Christian man who is like
from Atlanta,
but he's like, a Christian man from Atlanta that also was about that life at one point. So, can you be that judgmental? I mean, I don't know.
Nobody should be judgmental at all. But
but you have to put it into perspective.
Given that, he probably wasn't. He probably didn't know much about like transgender people. So he probably it doesn't even register to him. Like, how do you handle a situation
exactly?
Like that?
It's probably a new one.
Because it's like you can't fault someone for having this upbringing. Bringing up, okay, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, and then expect them just to switch because it now affects them directly.
It takes a lot of unlearning, but
So
we move along to the Children's Hospital charity, starring her $3,000 dress gifted from Hunter. Mm-hmm. First, she was very mad.
She thought he threw his dress.
I mean, I felt like he's showing her, he's courting you. He's showing you that how to be a girlfriend, something stars probably never experienced, and that he cares. So
I think he's showing her how to love her.
That was a $3,000 dress that he bought her, and earlier she spent $20 on three people. And
But he said, go ahead.
He said he was angry about that because it was caught off guard, and she didn't let him know.
Right.
I mean, we said last week. I don't think it was the amount. I think it was that you spent that much and you didn't say anything to me.
And I think it's a deeper message though with Hunter and her, because I think he's really trying to show her that she's appreciated. Like, I love you. Like, and that's why I said, you know, you deserve to be on stage with a $3,000 dress. And I was like, okay. You're right.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Okay. Look, don't give me your card again. Because she was like, what did she say? When she said, when somebody gives me a card, I don't know how to act. So I'm like,
how many times does that happen?
The street
I was like, that's a good question.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm here for Hunter because I think that he's a positive influence in her life.
I think so. Yeah. But Arlene doesn't think so.
Right.
So speaking of Arlene, her whole face cracked when Hunter walked in with Star. She was so disgusted. And
first of all, also, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Hayil came in there with Eva.
Yeah.
She shouldn't really be out, like, in public.
Do you think
and stuff
people
like
really
that.
Know who her face is, though?
They don't, but, I mean, he obviously, you know, is in similar circles. Like, what if they find out? It didn't even register to me that he should have brought Eva out.
But he did. So, you know, we see them come together.
Well, it happened.
Yeah, it happened. So, it's a setup for something. Because everything is strategic. It's a setup for something else.
It really is.
So, we see Portia introduce Big Trouble, Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm. And
And
Portia Williams. I was like, girl.
My only concern, like, here's the thing, though. Did they not have it planned what they were going to wear? Because I didn't understand why everybody was kind of doing their own thing.
I know. And it was tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this
was not Alex Slade, though.
Oh, Alex is green pantsuit.
That velvet?
Everything.
Ooh,
okay. Everything. I said it's a gold clutch.
Yeah.
And so they start performing, and what happens? Star's ego and fantasies in her head take over, and all of a sudden, Star singing lead.
Oh. Which I wish I could have saw how that played out, though, because I was so confused. I was like, so did she, like,
yeah, I was
kind of
mad they went to the fantasy part.
Yeah, because they probably didn't know how to write it in.
I wish we could have seen how Alex handled it. Did Alex sing along with it for a second? Did she harmonize with her? Did she
start stepping
back?
I mean, we saw her just kind of...
We saw a little bit whenever she Eva showed her on the phone or whatever that Alex was just kind of like...
What was she doing?
She just kind of... She looked...
Yeah.
I mean, I think Alex knows enough to be a professional on stage. Yeah. So she's not going to
do anything
mess the performance up. But it was in her face when the crowd was applauding, like, did you really?
Right.
So, you know...
Poor Alex. That was sad.
I know.
For a second there, I think we were all wondering, like, what is Star going to do? Because I thought she was going to flub it for everybody or just, like, act up. I didn't think that she was actually going to...
I did, too, because when she was standing there, like, staring at somebody, like,
I didn't think
she
was going to come to the center and actually sing and take over.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
But she did.
She starred.
She's like, guess what? It's me.
I'm Star.
Right.
Did you know that?
Right.
So we leave that performance, and you know, after Eva showed Star on the phone, and we see what's happening, Star is like, hey, whatever, popped off. And we're back at Halil's apartment. I'm going to stop jacking that up, I promise you. And we see that Eva's in the shower singing, and
she's like,
not only does
like
she
that.
Have a voice,
a great voice.
She then speaks in English, because initially I think Halil was like, well, wait a minute, maybe I can replace her, because we saw Arlene getting his ass again. Like, so what's up? The mop head bitch is still there.
Right. Oh.
And she's still messing with my son. Mm. You're not doing your job. I paid very well for her to go away.
And what's I like up? Her line when she was like, you don't have the opportunity to change your mind. I do. I can get out of this. You can.
Yeah.
So
power.
Right. Back to your
regular
life.
I mean, but who's going
to
give her money back? So I mean,
low key.
You're right.
But I mean, I get what she's saying.
Yeah. Right. Or she could have somebody else, because clearly she has connections too. So.
Right. So we see Eva can speak English very clearly, so we don't know what the setup
is there. She has like a regular American accent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then says, he'll like that.
Do we see Eva in the van initially? Right?
Yes.
So she has. I'm just so confused by her American accent.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe she was the madam. We don't know what her role was in all of this.
Yeah. Right.
You know, anything can be fun. We will probably learn soon, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So while Halil is dealing with that and going through whatever range of emotions he's going through, we flash back to the shop. And, of course, we're out front and we see that Alex and Simone are really upset about what happened. Mm-hmm. Simone is like, there's something wrong with my sister. Alex is like, there's something wrong with both of you. Which, you know, was pretty stinging because Simone is sitting here backing you up. Mm-hmm. She's not like, you know, Star's not right. I mean, you know, taking up for Star. So, Alex immediately apologized, but I think that really hurt
and
her
Derek
feelings.
Was there. He's like, I'm going to let y'all go.
I'm going to go check on Grandma.
Right.
Y'all got to go.
Here.
And then we flash into the shop and we discover that there's been another shooting. Mm. This time it was a mother with two children, and it wasn't just any mother. It was Danielle who worked in the shop. We saw her a lot with Ms. Bruce. There was a close-up on her at the party when Alex and Uncle Cross were singing Wake Up. And
she helped at the hair show.
Yeah. And
which was
she was murdered by police. They claimed that
she had a gun.
A gun that
she was reaching
was getting
for.
With two kids.
Yeah.
But that was Lee Daniels highlighting Corrine Gaines and a lot of other black females that get harassed and killed by, unarmed by police. So it's like, Black History Month.
Yeah.
But no,
Black History Month. Yeah.
I was very, just every time I see that, and I know that, I mean, because everyone always thinks it can't be them. Like, that won't happen to me. That won't be my family member. And I can only just try to understand or relate to what that feeling is like. Because can you imagine just seeing your family member be like, oh, they're on the highlight of the news.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're...
No.
And it's just... And then just like Carlotta said, Why would she have a gun?
Yeah, like, she was in denial. She was like, right. No,
and it's like, yeah, like, she's not even that person. Like, what do you mean? And with two kids? Like, come on.
Yeah, they shot her in front of her, too.
A woman. So, probably the average height of a woman is 5'4". Yeah, so, she's, and she looked like she was, like, a short, petite woman. Yeah, why do you need to draw your gun at all? Mm. At all? Like, I just...
So it was very... I did not expect it to end on a very down note. And so, since we're at the end of the episode, obviously we saw previews for next week. This seems like a good spot for us to get into predictions for next week.
AfterBuzz TV predictions. Oh,
quick with it.
There you go. So let's start with you, Sheldon.
Woo! Okay. Well, I think that clearly there's going to be the outlash from what just happened with Danielle, and I think that Big Trouble, or Trouble, or whatever.
The group
will be vocal in performing, and it will get them a lot of attention. And that's not what I think should happen from what happened, from the incident, but I do think that that is what is going to happen to the group in the next bit.
In the previews, I didn't see Star there. All I saw was Alex and Simone. It might have just been the cut, but I think that obviously that's what's going to lead to some of the protests out there, and that's why they go out there, and I think that's going to be a beautiful thing. I really can't wait to see that episode, to see how Lee Daniels helps to portray that. I'm always going to hope every single episode that they finally just realize that you can't trust Jael, and they'll just leave him alone and find another manager.
Cotton.
So, yeah, Cotton.
We forgot. That's one thing I forgot. Cotton met a man, y'all.
Yeah, she did.
We don't know what he whispered in her ear. She was sipping her apple martini, but Cotton took a glance down and was like, okay. I mean, my assumption is maybe he told her that, yeah, I may be Asian, but I'm built like a black man.
I don't like that.
But,
me neither.
One other prediction that I forgot about. Yeah. Sorry. I think that Cotton and Carlotta are going to get through a lot of their issues because of this. I think that it's going to unite them.
Yeah, I hope so.
My prediction is, I think that we're going to see more of Cotton's life now. And as she's kind of, I think she's going to have a resentment towards Carlotta. I actually think they're going to be beefing for a little bit. And then they're going to go back to resolving. And then he'll probably have like a, I don't know. I think next episode probably will be kind of... probably the episode after that will be more centered around him. And then I think that the Black Lives Matter is kind of going to encompass everything next episode. I don't think they're going to be... Well, there's probably a little bit of music, but I don't think it'll be much. I think it'll be, like, all about Black Lives Matter.
I think something really tragic happens next episode because we saw the riot police out and Simone looked really scared and concerned.
I think she's going to get arrested.
I think so, too. I think that is a definite possibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that... we're going to revisit who shot Otis. Hashtag who shot Otis. So I think that we will see more of that again next episode. Mm-hmm. So that was Star Episode 6. Make sure that you are checking us out every week here. We appreciate you watching. I'm Jill Monroe. You can follow me at Stiletto Jill everywhere.
My name is Raquel Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
I didn't get to say Happy Black History Month.
Yes, I'm going to say Happy Black History Month. It's but even though it's every year, yes, or every day of your life, 24 hours, 365.
7 days a week.
Okay.
I'm Ivana Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And finally, I'm Sheldon White. You can find me on all social media at Sheldon White 2.
Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you're following AfterBuzz TV and leave us 5 stars on iTunes, a thumbs up on YouTube. We appreciate you, and we will see you next week.
Hey, fans.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.